Sometimes people are like, I don't want to talk about it. And I've never said that. I would love to talk about it. I have to talk about it. It's like the law. I have to talk about it. I'll tell you, listen, I'll tell you a lot. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. So ask, I mean, maybe don't ask me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Do you make noises when you go to the gym? Are there any noises that you make?
Like, no, not normally.
I usually just do a lot of sighing, the kind of sighing a very stressed out middle-aged man does. Very sad middle-aged podcaster does. I'm like...
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Jingle Bell and all the way home, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Last show of season number 4.
That's right.
Only 6,222 episodes into this godforsaken podcast. You know how they say you build your own birdcage? I think we built our own birdcage here at The Commercial Break.
We did do it.
But at least I got you. At least I got. At least
got
I have other birds in the birdcage
yes,
with me.
We have each other.
You and Astrid and the dog whose vocal box needs to be removed. Fucking dog, I swear to God.
Another I year, swear to God. Another season, and another season
another,
of blue.
Yes, another lotus flower opens, and I see all the new possibilities, but I can't hear what they're telling me because... Shut up! Shut up! Sit down!
The kids will be all grown up.
I know.
And Blue
will still be kicking. Yipping. Yes, she'll still be yipping. She probably won't have use of her back leg, so I'll have to drag her around with one of those wheel things
yes.
all over the place. Come on, Blue. Like, for Christmas, the kids got one of those toys, like the pretend dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, yes. And I'm thinking to myself, it's just, and it barks. And I thought to myself, what fucking moron packed that thing and decided it was good to bring it to Brian Green's house? I already have a live one of those and I can't stand it.
I saw somebody that had those on a show that I was watching, on a reality show that I was watching. And I mean, it just looks creepy. And she was holding it kind of like under her arm, like patting it and stuff.
It's so awful. Weird. Awful. I was telling,
was an emotional support.
Emotional support, dog my ass. It's like, I think I have an audio sensitivity everyone's been talking about. I think I'm going to start listening to those
ASMR.
Yes, videos. But then I realized that I go to bed at night. Here's Blue right there making her last appearance of the season. Maybe her last appearance ever. We'll see.
You dog a good game.
I know I do. But I go into the bedroom at night and there's 7 different noisemakers going on in there at all times at night. So I think to myself, I think I'm so used to all the noise and activity that we can't go to bed at night unless we have noise and activity. I've fucked my children for life. Fucked them for life. I should start a therapy fund. Fuck the college fund. I'm going to start a therapy fund is what I'm going to do.
That's not a bad idea.
It is not a bad idea. Because, you know, as a parent, you get it. We go to therapy because of our parents. And our parents should probably go to therapy because of their parents. But they don't because they're a different generation. And then you realize that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter what tactics, Instagram fucking bullshit parent psychology crap you use, your kids are going to be fucked up because of something that you do. And I'm already counting the ways in which I'm fucking up my children. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's not an existential crisis for me because they're going to need to go to therapy for something. So why worry about every little thing?
Yeah.
But I think what they will have to go to therapy about is how my dad he was such a sweet guy and he played with us all the time and he loved to rock us and rough us and take us to places. And he was such a great guy. But man, when that dog started barking, he turned into a monster because I do.
Blue always barks.
Blue! Like, the neighbors must think I'm a crazy person. I'm out there screaming at the dog. The dog's not even outside. She's inside shitting. I'm screaming at her outside. Get out here and do your business outside! And the neighbors are like, oh, there's Brian. What a nice guy.
He seems two minutes later, oh, hey.
Yeah. Hey,
guys.
Hey, everybody. You want to come over for dinner?
Year.
No? Maybe next year. We talked about it last year. Maybe next year we'll do it. What do you think? You guys can use the pool anytime you want. I don't ever want to use that guy's pool. He's going to yell at me. Get out of my pool! Shut up! and you know, the reason why we have taken a little break of episodes, we almost went the entire year without doing a full week of best ofs. And we had, and it appears we'll get away with it one more time just simply because we're putting out this Friday, last episode of the season. But the reason why we didn't get a chance to record those episodes is because my entire house, except for me, got coronavirus.
Right.
Which
right.
was insane. We had the Christmas Eve thing, and then we had the Christmas Day thing, and then someone at the someone who came to our house for Christmas Day said, hey, listen, one of my aunts tested positive for COVID. Just thought I'd let you know.
While I'm here standing in front of you.
While, yes. Well, No. When they get home. Like, when they drive away. Yes.
Oh, they've already been
exactly. And so then you're thinking, did you know that beforehand or didn't you know that beforehand? And I'll tell you why I was thinking that. It's not because I think they were nefariously trying to hurt my family, me or my family. Like, COVID is a bad cold. And especially, I think, if you've had the vaccine, supposedly, then it's working and
yeah,
it's doing its job.
Bad.
And that's what it was around the house. It was a bad cold. But there's some, like, weird sense of morality that I have, that me and Astrid have, that we just feel it's not the best idea to spread that disease
sure.
around. So we tried our best to quarantine, and we did wear masks when we went outside just to, you know, give a little extra safety measure. But we were supposed to go down to Miami to visit some of Astrid's
right.
relatives. Yeah, and for so many different reasons it didn't work out, but the main one was because of COVID.
Yeah.
But so we are communicating down with these people in Miami. We're like, hey, listen, we have COVID. We're testing positive. And trust me, every hour on the hour, we're talking about this. Should we? Shouldn't we? Can we? Will we? You know, one person has it, five people don't, six people have it, two people don't, whatever. It's changing hour by hour. But as it gets down to, like, the witching hour, like, we have to go or we're going to miss the event, Astrid and I just look at each other, and the baby tests positive, and Astrid and I just, we're like, right, no.
That's it.
No, okay, that's it. But these people down in Miami, they're like, oh, don't worry about it. Come down, easy party. Everyone has COVID. It's no problem. You don't tell anybody. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that's what we're doing now.
You just don't tell people.
So we are getting so sick of being quarantined in this house. And I mean, we're not like tight quarantine.
Yeah,
I never
like
tested positive.
Days.
Yeah. So luckily I got to free the, you know, get out and go free. Such a selfish asshole. I'm like, okay, what does everybody need from the grocery store? I'm going to the tanning bed. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble. Do they have a Barnes & Noble anymore? I'm going to find a Barnes & Noble. I'm going to go have some Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the Hot Stone Massage Place down the street, which I have to tell you about in just a second. And I'll be back in 7 to 8 hours. You guys have fun in here. And so every hour, situation changing. Finally, we just say no. And everybody's like, ah, don't worry about it. Come down to Venezuela. You know, Miami Suela will be fine.
Miami Suela.
It is Miami Suela. That's what it is. And parts of it are, they're enclaves of Venezuelans, a lot of which have done very well for themselves. They're very, like, they're living really nice lives down there. And
they have white yachts.
They have
white
yachts with red fruit juice all over them. That's what I was telling Astrid. What did I say to her? I said something about, well, maybe your uncle can just not get the carpet replaced. We can buy a new car or something. I don't know what I was saying to her. But everyone's telling us to come because they want us to come. They want us to come
of
and
course.
Be a part of it. And they
sure.
understand the game now. And now I'm understanding the game now that we've been through it. The game is this. If you test, you have a moral responsibility. But if you don't test, then you have no moral responsibility
right,
because
test.
You don't know. That's right. So after we make this decision.
I heard about this game over the summer, I think it was.
Don't test.
There were camps that were just not testing.
Don't test.
Then you don't know.
Well, the crazy thing is I take the baby, not COVID. Well, I don't know. But anyway, so the baby gets really sick right before the holidays.
And yeah,
I mean, like,
she was
really sick. And that kind of sick where you start to worry, is she getting enough air? You know, like such a like really congested upper, she's not sleeping. She was up for days in a row.
Yeah.
And I was like, this doesn't seem normal. Even though I have 13 children, this one is a little different. So I run her to the emergency room here, the urgent care, like the children's hospital emergency care. And I go there and the place is fucking packed. Every seat is taken. People are standing up. Every child in there is hacking up something.
No,
except for the
running noses, you know, and hacking.
Except for the one kid who came in with, like, literally a broken arm that looked like something out of a TV movie. I was like, oh!
And he can go first.
The kid was like... He was just staring at everybody, and I was like, scream, dude, scream. It's the only way you'll get the good meds is if you scream. You need the good meds. You know, that codeine 5 shit or whatever they're giving kids these days. He was a trooper. He walked in. He had his arm was dangling like a like an elephant trunk that was dead. I don't know. It was weird.
Like out of socket? Or what, did you see bone? No.
I think it was a full break. I did not see bone because they had it wrapped up. But you could tell the way that the arm was being held. His dad was like, you know, the arm was wrapped up and they had like a stick under it or something.
Right, yeah.
But you could just tell the way the hand was. It was like twisted in a weird way where you could understand. You could put two and two together and know that somewhere in there, the arm
was broken.
It didn't connect in some point. Yeah. At some point, there was a disconnection of bone. So I take the kid in there. And then, you know, they get her back there. Very lovely people at this children's hospital here in Atlanta. And doctor comes in.
Are you on like a frequent flyer program with them now?
Well, let me tell you. I'll get to that part. I'm on a frequent flyer program with my doctor's office. My doctor's office, they certainly have notes in that computer that says over-dramatic. Over-dramatic parents. So, because I am not afraid to call in the middle of the night. That is why I am paying those people. And And the call is free, right? I mean, it might bother them, but the call is free. And it might bother them, especially if I call them at 11:27 on New Year's Eve, which I did. Called me back at like 11:42. And I was like, I'm sorry to ruin your day, doc. So anyway, so I get back there and the lady comes and she says, okay, listen. Your daughter has like a pneumonia, but the kind of pneumonia you can walk out with, right? She's like, I send kids home with pneumonia all the time. Pneumonia gets a bad rap. It's like you have to be in the hospital because you have pneumonia. You don't. If she was having trouble breathing, wheezing, some kind of crackling, whatever, we would certainly put her in the hospital. And she has an ear infection. So here's the deal. I can test her for COVID and flu. But it's not going to change the way that I treat her. Yeah. I'm not giving her anything for COVID or flu. I'm giving her something for the pneumonia and the ear infection. And she goes, it's not going to change the way I treat her. So it's up to you. Do you want me to give her a COVID or a flu test? And I'm like, are you giving me an option? You want me to? The doctors are even in on this game now, too. They're like, because if you test, then I'm going to have to put a mask on your baby, wrap her up in silicone, and we're going to have to throw her out the window. Or we could just not test and pretend nothing happened. Yeah. So long after we make the decision that we're not going to Miami for New Year's Eve and this party, I start telling Astrid, I'm like, we should have never tested in the first place. Who decided to test? Well, Gustavo decided to test. So I blame Gustavo for all of this. Gustavo! You fucking asshole!
I've tested quite a few times though over the past since the
summer. Yeah, I do. I randomly test when I have a nasal thing.
Because I'm like, maybe I have COVID. But maybe I should just not be testing.
You know, but then you shouldn't. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. It seems like a bad cold at this point, and that's kind of what went around
the
house.
One time I tested, though, and Jeff had it, and we were able to get the insurance back from that house in the mountains that we were supposed to go to.
Oh, that's the thing you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to get that insurance money back.
I know. Like, what? They do everything in their power to not pay you. That's the insurance company's job, is to not pay you for the things they promise they're going to pay you for. So it's New Year's Eve. Let's fast forward to New Year's Eve. So it's New Year's Eve. We're all quarantined. We can't go anywhere. We're not doing anything. There's no one here, right? I mean, it's like, so we have this little party for our kids.
Sure.
Which I saw on Instagram, which I thought was great. You can go on YouTube and they have like, you know, the ball drop for kids. It's a 10, 15 minute long video. They show all the cartoons the kids like. They have music. They dance. And we have a dance party here all the time.
Nice.
So we're having this dance party. We're having this little countdown, getting prepped, getting ready. And we have this big round stone table in our family room.
Yes,
and so it has no edges, but it's very hard and it's very heavy. So one of my kids is running around this thing, just having fun, and Gustavo the asshole.
Gustavo strikes again.
Killed my child. So he's playing with my son as he's running around, and then the I don't know what happens, but I watch it happen. As he's like, there's this momentum going down toward the table. Gustavo tries to catch him. He throws his hands down. And luckily, he threw his hands down so he didn't hit his nose, but he hit his head. And Chrissy, within half a second, he had a goose egg the size of a golf ball. I mean, it came on so quickly. And he was so scared. He like ran in the bathroom to look at himself and he got so scared. And he's like, "Daddy, why does it do this? Do other people have these?" And I was like, "Yeah, not in the house right now, but I'm sure at some point in the, let me call the ambulance. Yes. I'll be right back." I call the doctor. He calls back and he's like, I could just tell in his voice. What a fucking moron. I'm like, "Hey, doc, it's Brian Green. You know, my son, he fell. He hit his head. He's got a goose egg. What's the protocol?" And he goes, "The protocol?" And I go, "The protocol.
Like ice?"
Yeah. And he goes, "A bag of peas?" And I was like, "Oh, do I have to look?" He goes, "Is he throwing up?" "No." Did he fall right asleep?" "No." "Did he pass out? Is he unstable? Can he answer questions?" "He can answer questions. He's not unstable. He didn't pass out." "A bag of peas."
Yeah. That's the protocol. Like,
and I go, "Okay, what should I look out for?" And he goes, "Listen, take a deep breath."
"Green peas?"
"Yeah."
"Black eyed peas?"
"No, what do I do?"
"White acre peas?"
"Does broccoli work?" "It's New Year's Eve. Nothing's open." I have cream and cereal. Can I put that on his head? Imagine I'm just pouring cream and cereal on my side.
Or he's just holding a carton of
cream. Yeah, it's just a carton of cream. But every couple of seconds, I'm taking it out to pour a little in my cereal bowl. "Come here, son. I need some more cream." "How's that goose egg?" And so he's like, he goes, "Mr. Green, listen, honestly, this happens all the time. I go, "What do I look for? Like, is there like an emergency situation?" He goes, "An emergency situation would be obvious. He's throwing up. Yes. He's got blood coming out of his head, or he's unstable, can't answer questions, falling asleep quickly." He's like, "Those things, then you take him to the hospital." He's like, "But otherwise, it's just a goose egg. He's going to be okay."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "Call me back if you have any questions." And I said, "I don't want to bother you anymore tonight." And you know what he said? He goes, "I hope not either. But if you have any more questions, let me know. I hope not either." It's the story of my life. I hope not either. Oh my God, Chrissy. It's a never ending adventure when you have 15 to 20 children.
We keep a bunch
children.
Of those ice packs around.
Like, yes, and we.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. When Astrid gave birth, all the births, they gave her these, like a box of these, like break open, non reusable. You know, ice packs that don't really get very cold.
But they don't.
Yeah, but you can put them in all kind of... Yeah, they never get cold.
No.
What's the point of having an ice pack that doesn't get cold?
They either get too cold or not cold enough. Because I've noticed the other ice packs that we have, I mean, it's like, oh, God, you can't keep it on you.
No.
But if you put a washcloth in between it, that's too much. Then it's not cold enough. I can never get that right temperature of the cold pack.
Me neither. There's no cold pack upon which I had the hot water bottle. It's too hot or you can't feel it. I have the warm blanket. It's either 1 or 3. The fan's either on high or very low. I have a heater in my bathroom and I can't find the right place to put that heater where it's not burning my feet when I'm having my morning press conference with the kids. I swear to God. Well, the good news is everybody now is okay.
Okay,
and
good.
You're back.
Yes.
And that's exciting news, too,
I'm
for
back,
the entire
just
TCB
just in time
audience.
For the sliding into the end of the season.
Sliding through the end of the season, right into the same bullshit season number 5. But one of the things that I have been happy with and that we'll be continuing is we've been interviewing people, and I like that how that's going. And there's been quite a few people who have reached out and said that they have been enjoying the interviews. So
I think it's good to spice it up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no Dan Rather, but I mean, let's just leave it at that. I'm no Dan Rather.
And I'm no Barbara Walters, but...
Blah, 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 blah.
But we're trying our best.
We're trying our best.
Just and to try to spice things up.
Do you really want Dan Rather to do the commercial break? Okay,
no.
I can hear people going, probably. That would be much better, Brian. All right, let's do this. Let's take our first break, and then we got lots more stuff to talk about. We're going to wrap up season. We're going to wrap up 2023, and we're going to look forward to 2024 here on the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, Brian, shh. Let me give the people what they want. Our social media handles. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. If, like all my Hinge dates, you are thirsty for more, give us a call and leave us a message at 626-ASK-TCB3. Or send us a text, no sexting please, at 855-TCB-8383. And, of course, go to TCBpodcast.com to see everything there is to see. Now let's hear from our sponsors and then the show must go on.
Hey, everybody. Wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Okay, do you want to know what the single biggest challenge for me as a single person was? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking nutritious meals. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge for me as a human with 25 to 60 family members living in my house? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking a nutritious meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's a big stress point around here. And since I don't really know how to cook, that stress often falls on other family members. But this holiday season, we're going to try something different. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to our door. Because Factor's never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, all you have to do is heat and enjoy. You can choose from over 35 weekly flavor-packed, fresh and never-frozen meals that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. And guess what? It's all delivered right to your front door. With Factor, we can be assured that we're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Hey, look at that, a company who's trying to do some good. So head to factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and use the code commercialbreak50 to get 50% off. That's code commercialbreak50 at factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and get 50% off. We also want to thank Factor for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, and we're back. Sorry, I forgot to hit the unmute button.
Good job, Dan.
Dan. No problem, Barbara. Probably make for a more interesting episode of The Commercial Break.
Do you remember, speaking of Dan Rather, when he used to do, you know, the show or the channel made by your good friend Mark Cuban, Axis?
I do remember Access TV.
And Dan Rather had like a series where he would do these musician interviews. Yes. And they were always so
weird.
Good. Yeah. No, I was going to say so
They good were so good.
Because it's like your grandfather interviewing and he would just get tickled.
I know. He'd be so,
people would really, you know, open up to Dan.
So what is this? Hippity hoppity. Hippity do.
Interview Jack White. Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
A white stripe?
It was so cute.
Is that a call for white nationalism? What is a white stripe? Dan Rather is like, he is the last bastion of like true gentleman journalism, right? They might have some in Britain that are still around, but here, you know, all news people are now personalities also.
Yeah.
And so it's just a little bit different. I mean, who does the nightly news now? I don't even watch regular.
No,
Lester Holt? Is it Lester Holt?
Yeah, I don't watch either.
I don't know. The other two people we trust, and now they're off sleeping with each other and making appearances at galas. Who is that? Amy Robach and whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Those two being seen everywhere. And now what's his name is trying to make a comeback too. I think we talked about this.
Yeah,
Brian Williams. But yeah, Dan Rather was like a very respected.
Matt Lauer.
Oh, Matt Lauer, that's right. Who would I say?
Brian Williams, now.
He made his comeback.
But yeah, he did.
He made his comeback and then he left. He was supposed to like show up somewhere else. He was on MSNBC.
He didn't even do anything that bad.
He just lied about being in a helicopter somewhere.
And I think he just misremembered, you know?
Possibly.
I think because he had talked about it so much.
The story changed over
time.
In his head,
it really happened. Yeah. He was there.
Well, in his head, he was getting shot at a helicopter. In reality, he was in like some Ritz-Carlton and Riyadh or something like that. But you get that like a guy, you can understand that a guy that has done so many news stories for so long, that things can get twisted up. I'm not absolving the guy. I don't know if he lied or he didn't lie. I saw the Dave Letterman interview where he supposedly lied. Well, he did lie. I mean, he did say something that wasn't factually true. But Brian Williams always seemed like a kind of like a trustworthy face, right?
He did.
Yeah. But that's the problem is that you're trusting a person and people are notoriously fallible, but we all are. And, you know.
Especially with memory.
Yeah. Like, look at the commercial break. How many times have we misremembered, misspoken?
From the commercial break.
I know. I was just listening to an episode that we put out and I can't believe how wrong I was. I was talking about, who was it? I can't even remember now. Waka Flocka Flame or something, that he owned a bar with T.I. or I don't even know what shit was. But it wasn't Waka Flocka Flame. The name of the place was Flocka.
I just made the assumption that Waka Flocka Flame was owning this bar. Like, so again, I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. You have to keep those facts. But he has cue cards. We don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, Brian Williams, he made a comeback on MSNBC, and then he just went away again. I don't know where he went to.
Yeah, I don't know why he went away from there.
I don't know. They said he was going to come back, so I'm doing something. Like, but I think he was going to go to that new CNN Plus or whatever.
Oh, that lasted like a week?
It didn't even last a week. They launched it, and 24 hours later, they took it.
I remember there being such a big push for that thing, too.
Here's the problem. And we've said this, you and I have talked about this many times. The streaming wars don't end well. And why don't they end well? Because you have to give everybody everything they want at all times for one price. And you can't just continue to spend and spend and spend like that when you're not making any fucking money.
Yeah.
When the economy is great and investors are happy and they see, like, you know, Amazon lost money for like the first 15 years it was a company. It just kept on losing money. Tesla has done the same for a long time. But there's some promise that they might actually make money. Netflix, it's a different story altogether. They don't have ads in Netflix. They have fucking advertisements in Netflix. What a weird world we live in. Why am I paying for ads? Why am I doing that? Why am I paying you for the privilege of seeing
advertising? Well, no, it's like it's all just going back into one
television
big thing.
Yeah. Yes. We're all going to be watching ABC, NBC, and CBS pretty soon.
Because they're all merging at this point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Disney's a mess. Amazon seems to be the only one. Amazon and Apple seem to be the only two that are keeping their heads on straight. And that's because Apple only makes one television show a year. It's really fucking good, but they only make one television show a year. That's it. They choose wisely.
Yeah, they
you know
do.
What I'm saying? Because I'll tell you what, I didn't give a shit about Apple TV until the morning show came on. I liked that morning show. And then because I had that morning show, because Apple, the TV thing here, because it sucks up all the other television shows that I watch, it then can recommend things for me inside of the Apple universe. Mm-hmm. It kept recommending this For All Mankind.
Oh, right.
For All Mankind, For All Mankind, For All Mankind.
And I kept seeing that too.
I don't want to watch some stupid space show. I love space. I love like A Few Good Men and whatever. Not A Few Good Men.
I love space shows. I love A Few Good Men.
I love A Few Good Men. That's not a space or a show. Not about space. It's definitely not a show. Oh my God, Brian, what are you going? The Right Stuff. That you know, 15-part documentary that they put out about, and I love Apollo. I love all those space things because I like
I'm fascinated with space.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go there, but I'm fascinated by it. I have no interest in leaving Earth. But
yeah.
And so, but I know I read about For All Mankind. That's like some alternate, like revisionist history bullshit. So I'm like, I don't want to watch some Star Trek bullshit. Like, I just don't want to watch that. I'll tell you what, how wrong I was, Chrissy.
Oh, it was good.
Oh, it is so fucking good. It is absolutely implausible, most episodes, that any of this could actually happen. But it is so good. The revisionist history on the space race is so...
It's like where Russia got there first, right?
Russia got there first. Yeah. And then everybody decided to continue to spend money to go further and further to do more and more things. Like the space race actually was a race. Mm-hmm. Like not just one time we went to the moon and that was it. Which is basically what happened. I mean, we went multiple times. But that's what happened. And then for years, the shuttle would just... go up into the space station, come back down. Go up to the space station, come back down. We do nothing for so many reasons.
We launch a bunch of telescopes.
There are so many satellites in the sky. I have this app on my phone where you can like point to your ceiling and it'll show you which satellite or star is above your head.
I have the same one. I love it. Night Sky.
Yeah, Night Sky. That's it. I love it. So, and it's not a sponsor, by the way. We're just telling you to go spend $49.99 a year on Night Sky. So I have that thing, and I just love looking at things, but it's all Starlink and satellites. Like, I can't see anything. But anyway, For All Mankind is so fucking good. And Apple does it right. Ted Lasso, For All Mankind, The Morning Show, Slow Horses, which is such a fantastic show, too.
I need to get into that.
Oh, you have to get into Slow Horses. Yeah. I love it.
Love Gary Oldman.
He's so good in this movie. Mm. So good. I mean, in this television show. Thank you. I'm all over the place.
You know what show I just watched, which was... surprising because I'd seen it on a bunch of lists, but I was like, I don't know. It was called The Jury. And
oh, it's so good. I watched that
it's
too.
It's so good.
So funny.
I was laughing so hard.
It's a brilliant premise.
It's basically, for those of you that haven't watched it, it is you're on candid camera.
Yes.
But it is for 8 weeks while somebody who has no idea that they're actually the part of the unsuspecting person, there's one person on this jury. Everybody else is fake.
Yep.
This person's real.
Yes.
And he thinks he's taking part in a documentary about the process of being on a jury. And it's so good. The guy is so good.
He is so
and
good.
It turns out great in the end. And it's just hilarious. The judge guy. Oh, my God.
It's hard to believe that that guy wasn't hired for the part because he is such a good mark.
He is.
Like, he's a perfect human being. He does
everything the right way.
He does everything the right way, except he fudges a little bit. You know, he'll lie here and there, like little white lies here and there. But he's so on point. He's so funny. And the character, the actors around him who are playing a part, they are so good at improvising.
Well, and it was James Marsden who plays himself.
Yes.
But so he's the guy that was the other guy on The Notebook.
I would have picked this up right away.
And he's also the guy in, what was the name of that show? Another spacey kind of show. Deadwood, or not Deadwood. Oh, yeah. Where they, the robots that are in the Western World.
The one that
world.
HBO, yeah. West,
yeah, Westworld.
Westworld.
Westworld. Yeah. The Western...
The Western world. It's over there in the West. It's not the East. It's the West. It's the West world. Spacey kind of show. It did turn out kind of...
It did turn spacey.
Well, it turned robotic, yeah. But I don't think they were...
They were... Well, there was a big sky.
Yeah. Remember how a couple minutes ago we talked about Dan Rather made such a fascinating interviewer? We are the opposite of Dan Rather.
He was in that. He was in that.
Yes,
he was like the love interest robot guy. Anyways, the show was hilarious. If you haven't watched it,
The Jury is good. The Jury is good. And
the jury is out. The jury is good.
Let me tell you where The Jury is out. We got to talk about some things that I don't want repeated in 2023.
Okay.
Okay? Let's start a few things that I don't want repeated in 2023. And I want to start off with something that I just saw today. So as the first day when the house is like, you know, breaking from the COVID spell.
Yes. When people can actually leave the house besides you.
Which makes me kind of upset a little bit, actually. I liked when it was just me and I could take the good car wherever I wanted to. The good car. Being the one that doesn't smoke and make noises and... have squeaky brakes.
Has a hood.
Has a hood and two functioning front lights. Yes. I like that car. That car is my favorite. I call it the good car. I tell my kids, get in the good car, kids. It's a special occasion. But there's no seat for the baby. Throw her in the trunk. She's sick anyway. She's got COVID, but don't tell anybody. Those kids went back to school today, and I was like, don't tell anybody you had COVID. So Astrid and Gustavo are here, and they decide they want to go join the local fitness place.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we go to local fitness place, national brand. It's different than the LA Fitness that we've been going to. The LA Fitness was very interesting, but, you know, they had a cast of characters over
there.
They
did.
But
I know.
But I know every gym has a cast of characters. And so I just wanted to start off light. I love running. I haven't been running in like 6 to 7 months because I've just been so busy.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy 6 months.
It has. It really has.
Yeah, it really has. For both of us, for the show, for both of us personally and business-wise. And it's just been an insane 6 months.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, Astrid was like, I have a guest pass and they have a tanning place inside of the thing. So she's like goading me with tanning. She will scream at me if I go to the tanning bed on my own. But now she's trying to get me to go by telling me there's a tanning place that I could go to. And it worked. I was like, oh, a tanning place. Okay. All right. I generally just like gyms aren't my thing. I like to work out at home. But anyway, I go and I go on the treadmill. I'm like, okay, you know, the first time being in a gym in a long time. So let me just do a good treadmill workout.
Yeah,
I'll do,
start
like,
slow.
Yeah, let me do an hour on the treadmill and that'll feel good. Right. And so that gives me the treadmills are like way in the back of the gym, overlooking everything else.
Oh.
And in this particular fitness place, they have like this cordoned off area where they have the kettlebells, the big weight balls, the thing that you push across the floor, you know, with extra weight on it. You know, all the super aggressive people that I don't like to talk to. All those people that actually want to get a workout and not just walk on the treadmill and watch Married at First Sight. You know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying. We're all in the same boat, right? We all go to the gym to watch Married at First Sight. Am I right?
Watch your shows.
Yeah, watch my shows. Break no sweat and just watch everybody else work out. So I'm looking at the regular, you know, the cast of characters. You got the old guys who are trying to, you know, keep in shape. Okay, I got it. You got the ladies who are, you know, looking good and getting their fit on. You got the Zumba class. Astrid's in the Zumba class.
Nice.
You've got the young hotties that are running around, right. The young men with the tank tops on, with big muscles, and the girls who are, you know, tiny. And so we're on our way to the gym. I grab my ear pods and I put them in my ear, and it's making this really high screeching noise, like, and I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with my ear pods? And then Astrid tells me, I washed them. And I was like, you washed them? And she's like, yeah, I washed them on accident. She's like, it was in one of your pieces of clothes. And I thought, yeah, whatever. So I washed them. So
yeah,
I didn't have
checking of the pockets.
So guess what Astrid gives me? She's like, so now I'm all fluffed about this, right? Right. My whole day is ruined because of the. I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to get on phone calls now? What am I going to do? My earpods are broken. I can't ignore you people. I can't get on phone calls, and I certainly can't go to the gym. What? Who am I going to listen to? I got to be occupied at all times. I can't be 1 minute of silence. So Astrid comes out with this bright red corded earphones, not the kind that Apple makes, but the kind you buy at a gas station for $7.99.
Yeah.
And then she plugs the little plug into an adapter that we have here in the studio. And she goes, here you go. But the little plastic caps on the end of them are off. They're gone. They're not there. So it's just these hard plastic, tiny little things that I have to like literally string through my ears. So I look like a total fucking moron. Like a total fucking moron. Who uses stringed headphones anymore?
Actually, no. Yeah, they're back in style.
They are?
They are back in style with the young kids.
Well, then I am the hippest kid. Yeah. Must have been why some young hot toddy came running next to me when there was all the open treadmills everywhere.
That's right. It was your ear strings. So,
yeah. My ear strings are in. My eye strings are in. So I got my eye strings in. And, you know, taking it slow, going like, you know, 2.9 miles per hour on the treadmill.
Man, you
like
didn't even go for three.
The first 15 minutes. Nah, I didn't go for three. I like odd numbers. And I'm watching this area where all these kettlebells are and stuff. And I'm watching this guy. And he comes in. He's an older guy. He's got Just for Men, brown in. But he hasn't, it's either been a while since he's done it, or he hasn't done it properly. Because it looks like there's patches of brown and then there's patches of gray. You can tell this is coloring, by the way.
Right.
He's got these big rimmed sunglasses on. He's got a cutout t-shirt.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Oh, he went sunglasses.
He's got sunglasses on.
Okay.
He's got this.
It's getting interesting now.
He's got a t-shirt from Woodstock 99.
Oh.
He's cut the sleeves out and he's cut it down to like his belly. So it looks like a big, like open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know that look now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And to top it off, the guy has like jorts on, like jean shorts that are tucked. He's got the t-shirt tucked into the jean shorts.
Jean shorts.
Chrissy, I'm not even kidding you. And this could be forgiven. Like, okay, you're at the gym. Who fucking cares really what you're wearing at the end of the day?
No, I guess. But jeans.
Jorts.
In any capacity.
Jorts. Not jeans. Jorts. He's got jorts on. So
I don't think they give very much movement.
No.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it didn't look like there was a lot of flex in those things, but he was pushing them to their limit at every turn he got.
Okay.
So my eye instantly gravitates toward this guy because now I know I got a character. I got a guy. Like, here's my guy. Here's my television, right? If I had no earphones, I could just watch this guy. So he walks in and he's like, doing this whole thing with his shoulders real fast.
Trying to loosen up.
And then he starts like taking his arms and making like this flying motion. Like he's like a duck, like quack, quack, like this duck motion while he's jumping in the air. So he's making these flying motions and jumping in the air.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay, what's that guy doing? He does this for like 3 minutes. And I'm like, whoa. And then after it gets done, he like shakes his head off, like, you know, his hair's all weird and flying.
Sunglasses still on?
He's peacocking it all over the place. He's got his tail feathers way out, right? Yeah. He's walking by the young girls that are doing the kettlebells. He's just kind of, he's owning the area. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's making sure that everyone knows that his testicles are in charge of this area. And if there was to be any problems, his testicles would save everybody. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Those guys that just kind of like, they're pissing on their territory.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you go, guy. You go. You're in your probably 60s or whatever. You go. Then they have these big hanging punching bags.
Oh, right. I've seen those.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of guys hitting those bags.
I've used those.
And girls.
I took a class one time. Yeah.
And I understand there are different styles and techniques to boxing. And yes. I'm not looking to pick.
There's a few different moves.
Yeah, there's a few different moves. You up, down, you kick it, you know, the whole nine yards. And I understand not everyone, and especially not me if I was to try this, is going to be graceful in this endeavor. However, here's what I don't get and what this guy was doing at exaggerated levels. What I don't get is, like, if Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Jake Paul, these boxers, if they're like sparring with the bag and they're like, that noise that they make, right? I'm already doing it. I'm already spitting all over the place. So this guy is making these exaggerated, like, punches, you know, that are not really hitting the bag at all. They're kind of like sideswiping the bag. Like, he's trying to hit the bag, but he's sideswiping the bag. The bag isn't moving, by the way, because it's 150 pounds. It's just sitting there. And he's like trying to punch it, but he's not really punching it. His arms are slipping off everywhere. But he is making these noises, Chrissy. Spit is flying everywhere out of his mouth.
Nice.
And I'm thinking to myself, what? I can hear this through my broken ear, my eye strings. I can hear this guy.
Your ear strings.
And everybody at the gym all of a sudden is like, right. They're all looking at this guy. He is now in full peacock feathers. He is missing the bag at every opportunity, but he is making the noise as if he's hitting the bag, right? He's like, and I'm thinking, hey, someone get that guy before he has a heart attack.
Right. He hurts himself.
Yeah, first of all. Second of all, I don't think fa-fa-fa-fa is that what noise that you make? It's not an F sound. They're breathing out. That's what they're doing. You know? I think that's what they're doing, right? Is that what they're... I don't want to pick fights with boxers. I don't know why they do that. Probably to exhale.
Yes.
And get ready for that impact, right? But this guy's like, fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa- fly.
Yeah.
Fly. I believe I can fly, 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 fly.
Get his wings going.
Fly, 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 fly. Do you make noises when you go to the gym? Are there any noises that you make?
Like, no, not normally.
I usually just do a lot of sighing, the kind of sighing a very stressed out middle-aged man does. Very sad middle-aged podcaster does. I'm like,
I mean, everybody makes a little bit of noise depending on what workout you're doing too, but I have definitely heard the over exaggerated.
It's too much.
Boom! Whoa! And then when they let down the thing, boom! Yeah,
boom!
Like, did you have to throw down the weight?
I know. I see all those videos, of like the guys that are mad because someone says, don't throw the weights down. I'm kind of on the side of the person who says, don't throw the weights down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm also
distracting.
Not.
Yeah. I mean, one time I was in our like little gym there at the apartments and I had on headphones. I'm knee deep and married at first sight, whatever. And all I can hear is the boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Clank. Clank. It's so... Blank. Well, anyway. But
yeah.
Listen, when you've got 300 pounds on there, I get it. But I see guys doing it when they got like 20 pounds on
there.
I'm like, come on, guys. You have to throw an empty bar down like you're doing something. Nor do you have to make the...
Yes, that was the thing. This guy did not have like some crazy amount of weight.
Okay. This is my point. In 2023, can we sharpen up the gym etiquette just a little bit?
Yes.
Like, we don't have to go flah-flah to let everybody know that we're not hitting the punching bag. Like, if you were connecting, I might be able to... But the guy was so bad at it. He's just like swooping at it. It's like he couldn't... He didn't have any depth perception. He didn't see it. Maybe it was the sunglasses he had on in the dark fucking gym.
Sunglasses, I'm sure, had something to do with it.
Oh, my God. It was so obnoxious. Okay, let's take our second break. I want to hear what you want to get rid of. I want to hear what you want to put on the treaty. So let's put this on the treaty.
Okay. We're
sharpen up our gym
time.
Etiquette. Yeah, let's do that. We'll take a short break and then we'll be back with more fla, 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 TCB.
Hello again, my little podcast pals. It's Christina, and I am just here to remind you once again to go on over to tcbpodcast.com because that is where all of our episodes live. Want to get involved with the show? Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. If you don't want your voice played on the show because, look, I get it, I'm only here under duress, you can text us instead at 855-TCB-8383. And as always, please remember to go follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And also, don't forget about our precious little YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. I promise those videos are worth your time. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and then we'll get back to whatever they were talking about.
All right. So what do you want to see? What trend or thing do you want to see go the way of the dodo bird 2024 that you saw in 2023?
Well, one of them, speaking of boxing, is the influencer boxing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We can throw that down the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know that Jake Paul, he's like a real boxer. He's beating people that actually have skills.
Yeah.
So you got to give that guy credit. But there are a lot of these people that do this influencer boxing.
Yeah. And then whatever happened to Mark Zuckerberg?
Elon didn't step up.
I think he was afraid Mark broke something training.
I wish he would break Facebook training, honestly. I hate that fucking place.
Well, speaking of that, then there's Threads.
Done with Threads. Done with Threads. What are we talking about, kids? I keep on seeing, you have 300 new followers on Threads. All they're doing is just sucking in the old followers. Now I got to follow everybody in two places. Three places, really. Because Facebook is just this one continuity social media platform where everything bad happens.
Yeah.
Listen, I like Instagram and I like TikTok, but I waste entirely too much time.
I know. I have to limit myself on those.
And the influencer bullshit is getting to me. It's too much. Let's settle down. Now, some could argue you guys are trying to be influencers. No, we are not.
Nope.
We totally understand no one is influenced by anything we say, as it should be. As it should be.
Exactly.
I'm a fucking moron. Chrissy's a really intelligent human being who decided to join me on this stupid program. Don't fault her for my actions.
We're here to make ourselves laugh and hopefully you too.
That's it. But the influencers, they take it way too far.
I mean, yeah. I got this person
on my Facebook, the anti-influencer influencer. She's like the anti-everything influencer. But it's all about, you know, hey, girls that show their tits and their breakfast and their blah, 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 blah. And then over 2023... She slowly turned into the girl who's posting her breakfast and where she's eating. Like, you know, most exclusive breakfast club in, you know, Minnesota or whatever she's saying. And I'm like, most exclusive breakfast club in Minnesota? What is a breakfast club anyway? Who fucking cares? Honestly, let's get over it. Who gives a shit?
That's why I try and follow more like travel destinations. But, you know, I mean, God, the influencers have infiltrated those travel destinations.
Terrible. We saw it in Spain. It was terrible. Terrible.
No, I like to look at pretty things like travel wise. But then these influencers.
I know they come flooding in. Yes. And they want to take pictures everywhere. And they want you to give them 50 feet of space to make sure. When we went to a castle in I think it was Madrid that we were in a castle in Madrid. And in Madrid, we were just going to tour. We were walking around the neighborhood and we went to this castle. And we go to this castle and it's got definitely the most beautiful view of Madrid that you've ever seen. This castle does this big walkway and then you're like 100 feet in the air and it overlooks this valley. I could not get to the actual edge to look because there were too many people with their fucking selfie sticks or having their friend take a picture and they were posing in multiple places.
Guys,
one photograph. And by the way, you are not the center of that photograph. It's the most beautiful view in Madrid. And the only thing you can think to do is have duck lips. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that you can add to the world. No. So I'm going to add another thing on there. Can we stop videotaping life experiences and start experiencing life experiences?
Yes. Snap one picture, be done.
Be done. I get it. You want to? I do it too. But you know what I took a picture of? The fucking view that I was looking at.
Right. No, I went back and looked through my sister and I, when we went to Italy, all these pictures that we had taken, and they're almost all of the actual things.
Yes.
Not of us.
Not of you.
Them.
That's right. Like a
proving we were there.
Yeah. We went on this wonderful vacation to Spain where Astrid has family. We went on this wonderful vacation and there's lots of photographs of the kids and my wife and the kids having fun. And I took videos. But when we saw something that I thought was noteworthy, you know what I did? I took a picture of the noteworthy thing, not of me in front of the thing that I should be taking a picture of.
Right.
Because I'm not that fucking vain. I mean, maybe I am that fucking vain, but I have a little bit of common sense in my head. And then like going to concerts these days can be so unpleasurable because all you're doing is watching the fucking concert through somebody else's phone. Stop it. Put the phones down.
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody else is going to have it on YouTube in 3.6 seconds. Don't worry about it. Someone else has you covered.
Yeah.
You, the person listening to the show, let's put those phones down for a second. Let's enjoy life and stop videotaping life. Trust me, the police are already doing that for you. So you don't have to worry about it.
Cameras
the police,
are everywhere.
Facebook. Yeah, they're all doing it. So you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. Here's another thing that I would like to see go the way of the dodo bird. We have talked about this. It's on the treaty, but I just want to remind people.
Okay.
Wait until your fucking section is called to stand at the line to get on the plane.
Yes, yes, yes.
Stop it. What are we, a herd of wild boar?
We have quite a few things on the treaty as I'm looking back about airplanes. One is no making a home in your airplane seat.
Yes, that one, dude. I say that, and then my wife Astrid bought these blow-up mattresses for the plane ride for the kids. We literally had an apartment. Out. Yes, we had an apartment over there. They got room service and everything. It was a hotel room. And you know what? It was the best thing ever because the kids just shut up. If you have kids, make a little bit of a home. Yeah. Yeah. But you don't have to put a sheet around your fucking section. I mean, I saw that whole move by some chick too. Do you see that? The girl who was like hanging the sheet around her seat so that she could just be left alone in private. Part of me thinks that video was totally fake. I actually think that was just a fake out because who really does that? But then I look at some of this behavior on that plane. That Spirit, man, don't ever fly that Spirit or Southwest. I'm telling you what, they could not have a worse reputation if they tried.
Yeah, it is now they're terrible. In trouble.
It is terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, here is another thing that I want to put on the list. Speaking of streaming services, can we please, for the love of all that's holy, when a show is good and people like it, can we please get past season number fucking two? Please, can you make another season?
I know. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yes, it's the worst. The only way you're going to get people to continually tune in and have some kind of brand loyalty is if you keep making the shows that they really enjoy. If you stop them after season three because I don't know why, because you decided that that's the only amount of seasons that we need. Also, can we bring back like longer seasons? Does a season have to be three episodes? Can't we put like, that's not a season. That's a A&E investigative report. You know what I'm saying? We need to make seasons, like actual seasons, 10, 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. That's what I miss also. I miss having actual, like a good, fair amount of content to digest. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I like that For All Mankind too, is because there's like 10 or 11 episodes in every season.
Yeah, you gotta have at least 10.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get to know the characters. You gotta have a story arc. And yeah, there's some frivolous bullshit in there, but I'll take the frivolous bullshit if I can watch more of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A fucking men. Here is another thing that is really driving me crazy that I think we should just put down. Middle-aged white podcasters interviewing celebrities. Let's just put that away. Put that on the treaty. Put that on the treaty so later when it doesn't work out, we could say that we didn't like it in the first place.
We tried.
You know what I realized? We're getting all these people that are either requesting to come on the show or they're agreeing to come on the show. Mm-hmm. Like people you would never imagine would be agreeing to come on the commercial break, right? When we started the show, we would have, and I still can't believe it, quite frankly. I'm still a little weirded out. But at first, I think I wanted to have just like a little bit of self-worth about it. Like, oh, they really do like the commercial break is. But then I just threw that all in the trash when I was taking my hour-long treadmill workout today to realize that because of the disparate nature of media these days, these people have to go on multiple.
I noticed that because somebody that we had on here, I noticed was on like three other ones.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
They're making the rounds.
Yeah. Well, they all are. I mean, all of them. Yeah. And by the way, much more interesting interviews. I was like, oh, I didn't think of that question. Why? I don't know, because I don't interview celebrities. So I just come up with stupid questions. I don't know.
Maybe we need to develop another type of style, like something just off the wall.
Yeah,
that's our thing. Instead of asking about everybody's life and what's their latest project and blah 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 blah.
Well, I don't think I think we've done a lot of that, but I think we've dug into like Steve-O. I wanted to dig into his life a little bit.
You were excited, yeah.
Yeah, I was excited about that one. But the other ones, you know, we want to
maybe we just have like a standard list of questions that we start off like.
Do you have both testicles?
Right.
Have you or have you not? Did you or did you not take a COVID test when you believe you had COVID?
Yes.
Do you know what a DD canter is? Can I show you?
Yeah. I think we need to go a little off the wall.
Have you or have you not ever seen a Bigfoot? Tell us more. Who's the last celebrity you had sex with? Tell us more.
Yes.
Pick up your phone, call the most famous person you know, and put them on the line. That is a question I really wanted to ask of Steve-O, but at the end I just didn't have enough potatoes to do that.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of, it was a long interview too, so and we had to let him go, but that was one question I really wanted to ask him. I thought he would be game if I said like, hey, Steve, actually he probably wouldn't have been game. He'd probably have been like, interview over, talk to you guys later. But like, what if we could ask a celebrity, like, pick out the most famous person in your phone, call them, and I want to say hi to them. Like, let me say hi to them. Mm-hmm. Let me talk as if it's them. That'd be a fun little game.
Let me talk to them.
I want to piggy front off your fame to get other more famous people.
Call your person, then put me on the phone.
Yeah. Call your favorite friend, famous friend, and then put me on the phone. Because they'll recognize me right away. Right. As if I'm Dan Rather. Do you recognize my voice? This is CBS. There was another one.
I saw another one, too. It was a list I was looking at, and that was sequels.
Oh, yeah. I'm done with the sequels.
Are there not
prequels?
Sequels, prequels,
trequels.
No, the remakes.
Oh yeah, forget that.
The remakes of older movies.
Like we don't have any. Ones.
I know.
I know, but the studios don't want to take chances on new ideas. They want to keep rehashing the old ones. Like I saw the new Ghostbusters trailer, and I am not one bit excited about the new Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And I really fucking liked Ghostbusters as a kid.
The OG. Yeah,
and all of the OGs are back.
Yeah,
but in the trailer, they show exactly one shot of Bill Murray. He says nothing. And I'm like, did he just walk on set for a second? I guess.
He's not in much of it.
No. Maybe they decided to trim him out. Poor Bill Murray.
Well, I love Bill Murray.
I love Bill Murray, too, but apparently he's kind of a creep.
Well, you know.
The genius types, they're always a little weird. And when they start assaulting people, that's not a good thing. Didn't he, like... What about
remember.
Bob?
There's so many.
Robert Dreyfuss or whatever. Robert Dreyfuss? Who is it? Richard Dreyfuss. Robert Dreyfuss.
Well, Bob. Richard.
Yeah. What about Bob? I went back. I saw this whole thing about Bill Murray and him not being very nice to people and saying some inappropriate things and all this other stuff. He also started acting in comedy in a totally different time than 2023. And he was known to be a little wild, a little rough around the edges, as all those Saturday Night Live original cast members were. None of them were easy. Chevy Chase didn't even make it a full fucking season at Saturday Night Live. And he turned out to be quite a douchebag in real life, too. But anyway, so Bill Murray.
And but made hilarious movies.
Oh, my God. Christmas Vacation is like one of the best. Actually, all those vacations are fantastic.
All the way up till Vegas.
I loved Vegas. I thought Vegas was so funny. You didn't like Vegas? Mr. Papa Giorgio? You didn't like that one?
I don't know. I'm going to have to rewatch it.
I love it. I think Cousin Eddie is probably funniest in Vegas. But anyway, he's pretty funny in Vacation, too. Okay, so I go down this rabbit hole with Bill Murray. I'm like trying to figure out exactly what the big hubbaloo is, and I start getting these Richard Dreyfuss interviews from years ago where he talked about how much he disliked working with
Bill Murray.
Now, it's not like Richard Dreyfuss has showed up and done anything lately either. Like, Richard Dreyfuss, where did he go? He was like the world's most sought-after actor, and then he became difficult. No one wanted to work with him either. But he kept saying that, like, Bill would, like, spit in his face during takes and, like, tell him to go fuck himself. And I think Bill was probably trying to get a rise out of Richard for that particular movie. What about Bob?
Because he was supposed to be annoying, too.
He was supposed to be annoying. He was supposed to be irritating to Bob. And it comes through. Like, watch that movie and tell me Richard Dreyfuss really isn't irritated with Bill Murray. He is really irritated with Bill Murray. But the reality is that, like, I think creative people are sometimes difficult people to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. You're with me. Like, comedic geniuses oftentimes are difficult, and you know this firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very difficult and a comedic genius, as many people already know listening to this show.
As it's very hard to go out with you in the public.
Oh, it's very difficult to go out with me in public. I can't be left alone. All these people that think I'm famous. I couldn't be less famous if I tried, actually. We are the most watched and least famous people in America.
Yeah, yes.
Have you ever been recognized anywhere?
Not for this.
Not for... Well, what else have you been recognized for?
Well, let's not forget my...
Oh, yes, your apartment finder days.
Right.
Yes. You were showing apartments on the local cable access channel.
Hey, I was recognized.
That's true. Yeah, you were. And Hotel
it
Impossible.
It was a friend that goes, I knew your voice sounded so familiar. So familiar. You're that show that I go to sleep to.
And now you're on a podcast that people go to sleep to. Look at that. It's coming full circle. Hey, why not? You know, there's a lot of other things I would like to see end in 2024. Yeah. Travis and Kelsey, can we be over with, Taylor and Travis, can we be over with that one too?
I know. I'm not saying I just like those two, but
leave them alone.
Yeah, leave them alone. Yeah. Give it a break. Like, let them do their thing.
God, they're all, they say something, they say the word, and people are like, she's pregnant. What? She didn't say that. She's only drinking champagne. She's pregnant. No, she's not. Please.
Trust me.
Taylor Swift, when Taylor Swift gets pregnant, if she chooses to get pregnant, it will be because she chose to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift doesn't just go around loosey-goosey letting people fire bullets into her vagina. That's not what happens. I guarantee it. She's smarter than that.
Yes.
Yes. Or God bless America. She didn't have any children with that John fucking Mayer. Oh. He's got that Sirius XM station that everyone's talking about, and I can't stand it. It's like, hi, I'm John Mayer. And I just want, music is family, and you're my family. I'm going to take you on a musical adventure, not a radio station, more like a chill. Come on, dude. Could you be more douchey if you tried? And I like John. I think his music, he's an excellent guitar player.
Yeah, music is good, but No.
The Sirius XM thing. Good for that $1 million check you got, but it's so cheesy I can't stand it.
I need to check it out.
Check it out if you got SiriusXM. All right, tcbpodcast.com, that's where you go. You find out more information about the show, all of the show notes, all the audio, all the video. It's right there in one location. We'd love it if you would go there and get your free Teresa Piggy fronting sticker. It's quite funny, actually. You're going to love this one. Go to the contact us button, hit the drop down menu, say, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address and we will send one off to you. 661. Oh, no, not 661. Best 626. Ask TCB the number 3. 626. Ask TCB.
I forgot about our best to you.
I know. That best one. To yo. That one best we had forever. Yo. And I was listening to our old episodes. That's why I remember. All right. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/the commercial break. Let me repeat the phone number just in case. 626. Ask TCB the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. You can send them all there. Chrissy and I are starting season number 5 next Tuesday. We would appreciate it if you'd be here. We got big announcements coming up in the future. You're gonna love it. Okay. Whee! I think that's all I can do.
I think so, Brian.
But I love you.
I love
you. I'm so glad to have you back. Best to you.
Glad to be back and best to
and
you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we must say, and we always say,
goodbye. Goodbye.